Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm Laura Adams. Before we get started, there's a brand new podcast coming out this week, The Girlfriend MD's Quick and Dirty Tips to Understand Your Body. Join Dr. Sanaz Madge and Dr. Lissa Rankin each week as they demystify medical jargon and tell women what they really need to know to stay healthy and strong. I hope you'll check out this new show. If you've had a tough time paying a debt, like a mortgage or a credit card, you may have wondered what would happen if all or a portion of it was settled or forgiven. If a creditor lowers or completely cancels a debt that you owe, does that amount of money just vanish into thin air? In this podcast, we'll cover what happens if a debt is forgiven and when you have to pay tax on it. Here's an example of a canceled debt. Let's say you have a $15,000 credit card balance and stop making payments because you lose your job. You call the credit card company and negotiate with them to reduce your total debt to $9,000 on the condition that you pay $4,500 this month and $4,500 next month. If they settle with you by accepting a total of $9,000 on a $15,000 debt, they cancel the difference, or $6,000. But that's not the end of the story, because the amount that gets canceled gets added to your taxable income. If your average tax rate is 25%, you'll have to shell out $1,500 on that amount of forgiven debt. So though you originally were saving $6,000, you're really only saving $4,500 after taxes, which is still significant, but can be a really rude awakening at tax time. At the end of the show, I'll give you some quick and dirty tips to help you prepare for a big tax bill so you aren't caught by surprise. There are some situations when a forgiven or canceled debt is not taxable, such as bankruptcy, insolvency, for a qualified student loan, or for a qualified mortgage. Here's a little more information. Bankruptcy is a legal action that helps individuals and businesses get a fresh start when they can no longer pay their creditors. Debts discharged through bankruptcy are not considered taxable income. Insolvency is when the total of all your debts is more than the fair market value of all your assets prior to the debt cancellation. A qualified student loan is a loan that includes certain obligations, such as working in a certain profession or in an underserved geographic area for a period of time in exchange for tax-free loan cancellation. A qualified mortgage is a debt secured by your main home that's used to buy, build, or substantially improve the property. This isn't a complete list of non-taxable forgiven debt, so be sure to refer to IRS Publication 4681 for more information. You'll find links to everything that I mention in the show each week on the blog at moneygirl.quickanddirtytips.com. Canceled mortgage debt is excluded from tax due to legislation that was passed in 2007 and 2008. The Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act applies to mortgage debt that's forgiven from 2007 through 2012 only, and it provides welcome tax relief to struggling homeowners. You can generally exclude up to $2 million of debt that's canceled due to a mortgage modification or even due to a foreclosure. As I mentioned, the debt must have been used to buy, build, or to substantially remodel your main home. Refinanced debt qualifies too, as long as the money wasn't used for other purposes, like to pay off a credit card, buy a car, or to take a vacation. Debt that's forgiven on credit cards, vehicles, or second homes does not qualify for this particular tax exclusion. However, it's possible that other tax relief provisions that I previously mentioned, like bankruptcy or insolvency, may apply to your situation. If you're not sure whether you qualify for insolvency, there's a worksheet in IRS Publication 4681 that can help you find out. If you have a canceled debt that's not taxable, you still have to report it by completing a few lines on Form 982 and attaching it to your tax return. To keep up with canceled debts, creditors have to report those in the amount of $600 or more on Form 1099-C, Cancellation of Debt. If your home was foreclosed or repossessed, you might receive Form 1099-A from your lender instead. Both you and the government should receive a copy of these forms by February following the tax year that the debt was canceled. Now, let's talk about taxable canceled debt. If you get a creditor or a debt collector to cancel all or a portion of a debt that's taxable, like a credit card or a medical debt, remember that the tax man won't let you off the hook so easy. If you don't want to risk getting an IRS audit and the resulting fines and penalties, any 1099 form that you receive must be filed with your tax return. To finish up, here are four tips to help you prepare for a larger-than-normal tax bill that you could face due to a forgiven debt. Number one, seek advice from a tax professional. Have an experienced tax preparer or an accountant look at your entire situation and estimate your tax liability so you'll know what to expect and can plan for it. Number two, put your savings on autopilot. If you get paid by direct deposit, have a portion of each paycheck sent to a separate savings account. Don't touch that money except to pay your upcoming tax bill. Number three, adjust your withholding at work. You may want to have more federal income tax withheld from your paycheck to offset your upcoming tax liability. Use the IRS withholding calculator at irs.gov to find out if you should submit an updated Form W-4 to your employer. And four, double-check your 1099. Creditors can pile on additional interest and administrative fees to your canceled debt. Make sure that you agree with the amount reported on a 1099 before your taxes are due. Get more money tips, resources, and updates by liking the Money Girl Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com and do a search for Money Girl. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Laura Adams. And when you visit quickanddirtytips.com, be sure to subscribe to the Money Girl free email newsletter for exclusive content that isn't available on the podcast or blog. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.